This is Anne Marie Panarinkin, Culture OC's food columnist. You can follow me online at cultureoc.org. When I want the best in food and dining news outside of Orange County, of course, I tune in to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We're returning to Birmingham, Alabama, resuming our conversation with James Beard Award-winning cookbook author Ann Taylor Pittman, who, with Scott Mowbray, also a James Beard Award-winning author. Their latest work, the collaboration, is the Global Pantry Cookbook, Transform Your Everyday Cooking with Tahini, Gochugan, Miso, and Other Irresistible Ingredients. Ann, welcome back. Another recipe that really attracted my attention, and it also gives us a chance to talk about fish sauce that scares a lot of people, is umami-rich Napa cabbage rolls stuffed with rice and pork. First, Anne, if you could kind of explain to our listeners what fish sauce is, because it's a really wonderful ingredient.
It is a wonderful ingredient. So it's a very thin caramel-colored sauce that's made by taking salted dried anchovies and fermenting them and ferment in these vessels with water, and you get this just super concentrated, quite fishy, very salty condiment. It's used as a condiment a lot in Vietnamese and Thai restaurants and on tables in those countries. So it's, you know, it has quite a strong fish smell. It has quite a strong fish flavor when you taste it on its own, but you're using it in small amounts, so don't be scared to use it. It can boost everything from these cabbage rolls, which we'll talk about in a minute, to meatloaf, to a beef stew, to even guacamole in small amounts. It's just adding umami, not necessarily adding fishiness if you use a small amount. So that's kind of how we deploy it in a lot of the recipes here in this book.
Again, kind of easy to understand. Now, in the video, Scott gives us a lot of information about fish sauce, things that I didn't know. When you're selecting fish sauce for the home pantry, Anne, what are some of the things that you should look for? Because you also have an excellent appendix in your book about selecting these ingredients, because there's more to this than you know. And as you're going to explain to us, you definitely need to read the labels. Tell us more, if you will.
That's correct. So a lot of fish sauces have additives and preservatives that can affect the flavor in not so good of a way. So a lot of times on the more premium bottles of fish sauce, you'll see a number, like say 40 and then a degree sign, 40 degree with a capital N. And that indicates the level of nitrogen and in the fish sauce. The higher the number, the more concentrated the fish flavor in the fish sauce. So when you're shopping, try to find a type of fish sauce that contains just fish and water, if possible. So, you know, the fewer additives, the better. Some brands that we love include Red Boat. I think it's considered by many to be the top-notch fish sauce. You're going to pay a little more for it, but it's going to last you forever. It keeps forever. You're only using a small amount at a time, so it's worth it to spend a little bit more. And I'm not talking about $30. You know, it might be, you know, $10 or $15 for a bottle that will last you at least a year, maybe longer, depending on how much you use it. Another brand we like is Mega Chef. So their Thai fish sauce has a little bit of sugar in it, and Thai fish sauces, as opposed to Vietnamese fish sauces, oftentimes contain a little sugar. They also have, I don't have it here. I'm not sure. I want to say it's more of a Vietnamese style that does not have sugar in it, for that same brand, Mega Chef. Mega Chef is also, by the way, my favorite brand of oyster sauce.
Good little hint there.
It's the one with the gold label. Easy to remember.
Well, and what's fun is in the video, Scott talks about actually visiting Vietnam and kind of thinking, you know, fish sauce is fish sauce. And apparently he did a very comprehensive tasting of like a couple dozen fish sauces, right, and came to the revelation, and I mean, you can explain this better than I can, that, you know, not all fish sauces are created differently. So, again, a lot of good information in this video that I keep referring to, and the link to this will be in the notes to our podcast that will be published next week. Because if this subject matter interests you at all, and it should for any serious home cook, this is 40 minutes of your time that's worth taking, and also a good introduction to the book. Now, and getting back to the recipes, umami-rich Napa cabbage rolls stuffed with rice and pork. Tell us more.
Yeah, so this is in a similar vein to the pot roast. This is another sort of traditional mainstream recipe that we just tweak a little bit and riff on to turn it into something a little different. So cabbage rolls are kind of Eastern European in origin, but we take them for a Southeast Asian spin. So first of all, we start with Napa cabbage instead of traditional green cabbage. It's just a little bit easier to work with, and it feels right with the sort of Southeast Asian flair that we're going for. And the filling for these cabbage rolls does include rice. It does include pork, which, you know, is common for cabbage rolls. But we take it to a flavor profile similar to a fried spring roll. If you've ever had, like, those delicious, like, lumpia or spring rolls, this is what, kind of the flavor that we're going for here. So the filling includes some shredded cabbage, which gives a little bit of sweetness and some texture. It has the rice, and we're using jasmine rice there. And it has white pepper, which is key to the flavor. And then it has that fish sauce, which just brings all this umami depth, all this savory goodness to that filling. And then we cook it, instead of in a tomato sauce, we use a beef broth that has also a little bit of oyster sauce, which I have to admit is probably my favorite global ingredient at the moment.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So the rolls just cook in this broth. It's like I said, it's brothy. It's not like a heavy, thick tomato sauce. You just serve it, the cabbage rolls in these shallow bowls, spoon that broth over. It's a thin broth, and then as you just eat into it, it's so good. And people who are staunch advocates of traditional Eastern European cabbage rolls swear that they love this version too. So, you know, what we love a lot of times is to take, if you're trying out new ingredients, it's kind of fun to try them out in dishes that are already fairly familiar, especially if you're trying new things on your family. If you start with a familiar touch point, it's maybe an easier way to introduce these new flavors.
And that's a really good hint. Now, before we run out of time, another one of the recipes that you demonstrated, because we all love pasta and we all love mushrooms. And I love this name. I don't know who came up with it, but it's a mouthful. So, super mushroomy, tiny pasta, cooked creamy like risotto, but easier. Okay.
That title is all 100% Scott Mowbray. And that's sort of the kind of lighthearted, fun touch we like to try to have throughout the book. So this one is a really fun dish. It's so risotto can be tricky. It can be hard for some people to achieve the right texture. You know, the rice either gets blown out or it's a little too al dente. So here we're using pasta. We're using the cine de pepe, tiny little pasta. And we're infusing it with so much mushroom flavor from one of our global pantry stars, which is dried mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, I mean, they're just so good. Like I said at the beginning of our segment, a lot of these global pantry ingredients that we tout, the common factor is that they're preserved or fermented or dried or salted or smoked. And what that does is concentrate the flavor. And so nothing is a better example of that than dried mushrooms. You extract all the water, and what you're left with is super, super mushroomy mushrooms. So we reconstitute them in water in the microwave just to make it quick and easy. We also use some fresh mushrooms, and the pasta and mushrooms cook in the risotto style. So you're adding a little bit of broth at a time, stirring almost constantly to kind of coax out some starch and agitate the pasta, and it releases starch in a similar way that rice does. And it's just a little bit easier for non-expert, you know, cooks. Risotto, like I said, can be pretty tricky, but this recipe is pretty much foolproof.
Now, the secret ingredient here, and one that most people might not be familiar with, maybe they've heard of it, but using it in cooking, where does marsala fit into all of this?
Marsala, oh my gosh, it's so good. A good marsala. Now, there's cheap marsala that you can buy, and I mean, we want to encourage you to skip past the very cheap marsala or the cooking marsala, which is just tastes really salty, and find a good bottle of dry marsala. Go to a nice wine shop, ask them if they have a good marsala. It's going to taste like sun-drenched raisins. It's going to taste a little bit nutty. It's going to blow your socks off. So we finished the risotto with a little bit of that marsala just for this richness, a hint of it. In the final dish, it adds more nuttiness than sweetness because it's not a sweet wine, and just like this little bit of lift that elevates the dish. It keeps it from going super, super earthy because we have all those mushrooms. It just kind of brightens everything up. It's a perfect finishing touch.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, half the team that is responsible for the Global Pantry Cookbook, Ann Taylor Pittman, James Beard Award winner. Really fascinating book, well-researched, well-executed, and full of a lot of good ideas. So, again, definitely recommended from the SoCal Restaurant Show. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, yes, as promised, my colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be right back.